Daily Wrap with Michael Kastner, where uncommon thinkers gather in a common space.
The Daily Wrap continues. Michael Kastner with you. He was a super lobbyist. Now he's commenting on the political system that's gone wrong. Jack Abramoff joins us shortly. But first, small gains to close out the week. We have a closer look at the numbers with your market wrap. Here's the Wall Street Journal's Frank Cipolla.
Thank you, Michael. Small gains to wrap up the week on a financial industry group's ruling that Greece's debt restructuring worked out today was essentially a Greek default. So the Dow Jones Industrials gaining just 14 points, closing at 12,922. NASDAQ was up 18 points. S&P 500 added 5. So where are we searching? Tech research firm Comscore says Google continues to dominate the U.S. search engine market, grabbing 2 out of every 3 of us. I'm Frank Cipolla for the Daily Wrap from the Wall Street Journal.
You know, we take a look at our political system right now, and we are scratching our heads. We have absolute icebergs on Capitol Hill. They can't get anything done. There's so much infighting. And now we've got a political campaign on the left and the right that seems to be bought and paid for by super PACs. I mean, I don't know about you. Should we even bother going to vote? Well, I wanted to talk with a guy who knows politics inside and out and get his perspective. Jack Abramoff is joining us. He's a former Capitol Hill super lobbyist, and he's also author of... what a great title. Capital Punishment, The Hard Truth About Washington Corruption from America's Most Notorious Lobbyist. And we want to point out, too, that you served 3.5 years in prison for corruption, et cetera, and wanted to get that out of the way and mention that. You take a look at everything that you have been through. First up, I wanted to ask you, and I'm sure you cover this in your book, any regrets?
Oh, tons of regrets.
I'm picturing the Sinatra song. I've had a few.
Yeah, well, it didn't seem like a song when it was happening, but I think at this point maybe. But, yeah, terrible regrets. Unfortunately, I went down a path I should never have gone down, and I wound up getting punished pretty severely for it, and now trying to make some good and recompense and do the right thing.
And one of those things is to figure out, you know, where we've been and where we're going politically. Do you scratch your head and wonder why we are going in the direction we are politically? We have got two sides at this point that just can't seem to agree on whether or not it's sunny.
Yeah, I don't think I scratch my head. I unfortunately think I get it. I mean, we have two views in this country that are about equally split, that are fairly diametrically opposed. So we have to kind of find the things where we all agree and try to work on those and just battle it out of the ballot box in terms of the other stuff. But we're not going to get big things done in this country unless the left and the right agree. And there are not a lot of things that the left and the right are going to agree on.
It seems, having covered politics for a few decades, I don't recall it ever being this bad. And we just get so much reaction. I don't know how you're feeling about this whole super PAC thing, but it feels like they just cut us out of the deal.
Yeah, you know, there's a sense out there, and I've been traveling a lot and speaking a lot, there's a sense that basically the special interests have taken over.
Yeah.
And I think it's very true. I think, though, what we have to remember is that it's been a long time ago that they took over. We just haven't been able to see it up close and personal like we do now. It used to be in the old days, if you remember, Lyndon Johnson would put out a shoebox and people would have to put cash in it and they'd get whatever they want. That sort of changed. It's more polite now, but it's basically the same system.
We're talking with Jack Abramoff. He's a former Capitol Hill lobbyist and also author of Capital Punishment. About our current political system right now, how do we get the two sides to talk to each other? For instance, we had a small business bill that passed the House the other day with bipartisan support. The president supported it. And, you know, when we were talking about it, I was like, all right, everybody sit down. I've got to break the news. There was bipartisanship. I mean, how do we get back to the day where you have, like, I always bring up Tip O'Neill and President Reagan. Polar opposites when it came to politics. They were both Irishmen. And they got everything done at the end of the day. How do we get to that point?
Well, they did get some things done, but it wasn't necessarily all pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
People forget that, you know, we look back on the Reagan days as if they were the halcyon peaceful days, but the truth is there was massive protests in this town. If you remember, there were these big AFL-CIO rallies.